Marcel Mfuchi.
Hello, Shetabile. Good morning and welcome to this Friday's edition of Morning Sports. The countdown to the 2024 Olympic Games continues, with athletes making last-minute preparations for the Paris event, which starts in under 8 days. Among the six athletes representing Cameroon is Richelle Anita Sopimbela. Harrison Ashutiku has the profile of the judoka in the following report.
Richelle Anita Sopimbela made a strong comeback to judo after 5 years with a streak of gold medals to her credit. The judoka was born on the 4th of January 1990 and the last 10 months won gold medal in the plus 78 category in the 2024 Africa Judo Championship in Cairo, Egypt. She also dominated the Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, Luanda, Angola and Marrakech, Morocco Opens. The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Master Alain Christian Kinge, is confident that she has what it takes to grab a medal for Cameroon in Paris.
Sopimbela is the best athlete of judo in Cameroon this year. She will get medal for Cameroon, but it's not very easy. It's a very, very high level competition, but I think we make all to go to that goal because we prepare since 1 year for that.
Sopimbela's love for judo dates back to her university days when she competed in the university games, and from there she went on to be a national champion. She will be representing Cameroon in the plus 78 kilograms in judo, and her ambition is to write her name in history by helping Cameroon to win her first Olympic medal in judo when she opens her campaign in Paris.
Six teams are currently participating in an international basketball competition in Yaoundé. The championship, dubbed the Mathieu Besseni Under 14 International Tournament, brings together four basketball academies from Cameroon and two from the Central African Republic. Journalism student on internship, Pewe Joe, has details in the following report.
The six participating teams include Zarasklo and Giraffe Academies from the Central African Republic, Mvogt, Fusi, Kosengwe and Niba Academies from Cameroon. The one matches were in action this Thursday with the following results recorded. Fusi humbled Giraffe by 61 baskets to 10 in the first encounter. Kosengwe Academy defeated Niba by 43 baskets to 34, while Mvogt Academy lost 19-76 to Zarasklo Basketball Academy. In the last confrontation, Fusi won Kosengwe by 28 baskets to 27. According to the general coordinator of the tournament, Yves Tala, the essence of the championship is to train young basketball players in Central Africa for international competitions.
We have noticed that we are not playing enough in our zone 4. Moreover, we are not playing in the small categories. And you know that the small categories are the basis of the development of sports and basketball. This is why we had this initiative. I'm totally satisfied from what I've seen in technical plan. I've seen many talents.
The tournament ends this Saturday, July 20, 2024.
Thank you, Pewe Joe. At least 12 Elite 1 and 2 clubs from the Northwest region will participate in a regional futsal tournament to select representatives for the men's and women's national futsal championship programmed for the weeks ahead. In preparation for the competition, a refresher course for futsal referees, coaches and match officials has been announced and will take place in Bamenda. Clenis Ayombo Mabengo now looks at the development of the sport in the Northwest region.
Futsal is a football game played on a small pitch with five players on either side, including the goalkeeper. In the Northwest region, the game is gradually seeing the light of day, with many more local teams affiliated to the federation, as mentioned by the regional president, Alfred Mfor.
Last year, there was a national competition for futsal where we also went to Yaoundé with option sports for men and Itambong for the female team. We played, but we couldn't measure up. Both teams qualified for semifinals. They had a problem with their licenses because there were some delays in the production of licenses. So we stopped there, and after the general classification, we almost came third because the options futsal team that we took to Yaoundé played five matches, won three, drew one, and lost one.
For the Northwest Regional Futsal Tournament this year, the registered teams will play in two groups, where the two top teams will compete in a final to produce the Northwest flag bearers for the National Futsal Competition. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And out of the country, Chelsea midfielder Enzo Fernandez has apologized for singing a song with Argentina teammates that included racist slurs about the French national team. Fernandez posted a video to his Instagram account showing several players joining in the chant as the team celebrated Sunday's Copa America victory over Colombia on the team bus. Enzo's apology came shortly after his Chelsea teammates and French players Fofana, Gusto and Di Sassi unfollowed him on Instagram. That wraps up this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfochie.